Hello. A quick note before we get started. These sessions, like anything I teach, are not medical advice, nor are they a substitute for it. If you have an anxiety disorder or believe you might, these sessions don't cover this subject. It doesn't mean that you won't find the information beneficial, particularly around the origins of your anxiety or what anxiety is asking you to do or the self-care practices that I share. But it does mean that you should seek professional support. This is the Anxiety Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to session 1 of 7. I created these sessions because anxiety is something that affects a lot of people. We've either experienced it on occasion, been through experiences where it felt very pervasive, learned from past experiences of it, are currently grappling with it, or might do in the future. I aim to offer baggage reclaim style insight into anxiety. Over 15 years of observing patterns of human behavior and interpersonal relationships and picking up on the baggage behind them means that I see certain things that aren't necessarily talked about openly. These are patterns of experiences, thinking, and yes, trauma, profoundly impacting how we think, feel, and behave today. Topics covered in these sessions include what anxiety means from an emotional standpoint, how we experience it, some of the typical causes, what the body is doing, and how you can befriend anxiety so that it becomes a source of intel and support instead of being this looming threat of destruction. The fundamental question that's addressed by each of the sessions is, why am I anxious? This is because there's a reason for the anxiety. Whether that reason is real or imagined, either way, it's a reason. As you will learn in these sessions, dismissing without discerning whether the perceived threat is real or imagined, or responding without self-care, just fuels a vicious cycle. Sound familiar? Being scared. Fidgeting. Biting your nails, playing with your hair, sensations in your chest, shaky legs, dodgy tummy, feeling antsy and jittery, like the flutters, busy mind, including ruminating and obsessing, grinding your teeth, feeling panicky, sudden cleaning or tidying outbursts. Whenever you experience anxiety in the body and whatever you do, these are all normal responses. These aren't signs that you're unworthy, dramatic, needy, difficult, crazy, or whatever you might say about you. Your body isn't letting you down. You're not failing you. It is important to note, though, that when these symptoms are chronic and ruling your life, impacting on your ability to enjoy it, and even making life seem threatening, these can be serious indicators of the need to address the underlying cause with professional support. It might be more than you can manage on your own, and that's okay. Why am I anxious? It's an emotional and possibly physical, cognitive, and behavioral response to a perceived stress and threat. Anxiety is normal. It's a necessary part of our emotions. It will pop up before we do things that, one, matter to us, and or two, we have some level of fear or doubt about. Like anxiety, fear and doubt are also normal. Fear has played a crucial role in our survival, and it lets us know that we need to take care to be vigilant. But it's also overzealous because the part of the brain that perceives threat still behaves as if we're in primitive times. That, and because we experience fear for both real and imagined situations, it's clear that we do respond based on incomplete information and misinformation. Fear, though, is also a natural response to being out of our comfort zone and is frequently misread as a sign that we've made a bad decision and that we should do a U-turn. As will become clear in these sessions, your subconscious is based on the past, and so it gets scared despite not, for instance, being in the 80s any longer. Doubt is a cue to double check or reassure, or both. It's making sure that you've done your due diligence. How much doubt you experience reflects your confidence levels. You might have done everything you're supposed to do for a particular project, for example, but if you tend to play down your efforts, compare you, and hold you to impossible standards, you will experience a lot of doubt. Other feelings associated with anxiety are nervousness and worry. We feel nervous when we experience apprehension about something, so a fear that something undesirable is going to happen. We experience a level of nerves before we, for example, have to stand up for ourselves, do a presentation, or walk down the aisle. We fear conflict and criticism, making a fool of ourselves, or failing, or just the anticipation of all eyes on us and wanting everything to go perfectly. How nervous, afraid, doubtful, and anxious we're going to feel does have a lot to do with how much we pray for what we don't want, otherwise known as worrying. Thinking about actual or potential problems and cycling through a litany of possible outcomes while taking little or no action takes an emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual toll. Anxiety, particularly the type stoked by negative chatter, is draining. It robs you of your inner peace, stops you from being present in your intimate relationships, and, well, sabotages everything. Worry is like feeding a goldfish. It doesn't know when it's full. You can curtail your anxiety by intervening. Lots of people manage their worry, though, by soothing it with food, alcohol, exercise, people-pleasing, work, tidying, etc. These only create temporary relief. The root cause remains. If we worry about, for example, something happening to our child, and we do this every day, whatever we soothe this with, it ignores the actual source of our worry, plus we're not reassuring ourselves. We ignore the fact that we worry about something that isn't happening and the effect that this is having on us. Keep in mind also that we are teaching our mind and body that, for example, sugary food is associated with stress. So even when we're not anxious but are eating sugar, we might treat this, or at least our body's mind, as a sign of anxiety or imminent threat. In stressful situations, your body does what it's supposed to do in the way that it is in the habit of doing it. Like all feelings, anxiety is trying to help you. It's ringing an alarm for your survival. But sometimes it's overzealous. When you encounter what your body, including your mind, perceive to be a stressful and threatening situation, your nervous system is alerted that something is wrong. And this perception is based on what you have on file in your mental filing system, your subconscious. Adrenaline rushes to your bloodstream regardless of whether the threat is real or not. This activates your fight or flight response so that you can take action, whether it's in the form of reassurance or by actually taking some form of action, including making a decision. Ultimately, this is what anxiety always, always, always wants of you. Reassurance and or action. These bring you into the present so that your body and mind learn from these conscious interventions. And that's what you're going to be learning throughout these sessions.